Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of World Best by Patoranking. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
World Best is Patoranking's fourth studio album, which was released on September 5th, 2023 under Amari Music. It has 15 songs, which represents 48 minutes, 50 seconds of runtime. They are about 8 collaborations, which is, you know, pretty solid, about half the album really, and multiple producer placements. The first thing that I came across before I even knew the album had dropped was actually the album artwork, where Patoranking is kind of like lying down on a map, like a luminous map of Africa, which I thought was pretty cool, just something unique, something different. And then the album is called World Best. See what's happening there? Now, when we look at the actual collaborations on the album, there's Kiss Daniel, Zion Foster, who I haven't heard of, Popcorn, Ludacris, Victoni, Jackie, Diamond Platnumz, and Beanie Man. So that's quite a roster. Beanie Man, Jamaica, Popcorn, Jamaica, Ludacris, US, Victoni, Nigeria, Jackie, Ghana, Diamond Platnumz, TZ, Kiss Daniel, Nigeria, Zion Foster, I don't know. I tried to look around, but I couldn't find it. Anyway, and that's really like a world best type of roster too. So that's where I really started to see how this could be the album title, because even with the collaborations, they tell a story of collaborating with the world. Now, when we look at Patoranking himself, he's considered an Afro-dancehall artist, but generally is quite versatile on whatever you give him. For those that already listened to Patoranking, Kolo Kolo is the big single from this 15-track album. And this one, I think, when did it drop? 2022, and it featured Diamond Platnumz. Huge, huge, huge track when you think about it. It's just been one of those songs for Patoranking, and I think in recent times, easily one of his biggest songs that he's dropped. So that's always nice to see. And besides this one, there are three other singles that have been released prior to the album itself. Abobi, and then Tonight with Popcorn, you know that one as well, and Higher as well. So 11 new tracks in total, that is not bad. Going back to the point about Patoranking's versatility, World Best opens up with Inshallah, which is actually a drill record, and he flows impeccably on it. Now, I'm not talking about he's rapping, no, he is flowing Patoranking style on a drill beat, and it sounds so natural and so in place. Thing is, I didn't actually expect for World Best to start like this, but it was pleasant because he executed it quite well. Track 2 on World Best is Higher, and this song has been around for about 3 to 4 weeks now, dropped as the single prior to the album drop. And interestingly enough, I think this one hasn't really picked up in a way that would have resonated with Patoranking fans. It's more of the Afro piano type of style, leaning into the whole choral choir kind of thing, on the chorus particularly, and that Asake style, well, Asake style. And it really didn't land with Patoranking's fans in the way that I thought it would have done, especially after, you know, big songs such as Kolo Kolo and Abobi. So hopefully there's another single that's doing something different for Patoranking from this album. But yeah, Higher is not necessarily that song, at least not for now, and I don't think it's gonna be that song. As far as experimentation goes, Girl Like You with Kiss Daniel is a very interesting sound. It fuses one of the local Nigerian sounds with a bit of the pom-pom Afrobeat sounds, and you know, these just booming 808s. It's very different. I don't know how this song will translate to the listeners themselves, because it is unusual, but there is some familiarity to it. So I'll be very interested to see how this one plays out. You also get the booming 808 on Woman of the Year with Zion Foster, and this one is more of the R&B persuasion with, you know, that the sultry instrumentation in the back just hugging the entire composition and gives it that extra finesse. It was really awesome to hear Patoranking collaborating with somebody like Ludacris. And Ludacris has been collaborating with a fair few African artists of late. And you know what? It tells its own story. Miracle Baby is unique in the sense that it's such a smooth song. But that union between Patoranking and Ludacris is not something I would have expected in my lifetime, to be honest with you. But it's actually pretty cool. Really cool guitar kind of vibe. Slowish, and that slowish kind of vibe really works with Ludacris's flow. It's not necessarily your smash hit in any way, shape, or form, but it's the type of song that's gonna grow on you over time. If I'm going to consider the slow kind of side to the music, then Babylon with Victoni is another one. This one I think could really become something, and it has something unique. I don't know if it's just Victoni's voice, the way he delivers his vocals, which is beautiful, by the way, and unique and just different. Or it's just a combination of that together with the light touch of the beat in itself. Everything about this song just feels majestic. It feels unique. It feels like you've stumbled across something superior. Interestingly, when I heard Control Me with Jackie from Ghana, it made me wonder if this sound in particular was maybe dated. Even though I still like the song, it's got a great vibe, but I felt a sense of almost like nostalgia hitting me just listening to the makeup of the beat. It took me to a place. Which place exactly? I'm still trying to identify what that place is. By the way, do head over to redsau.com, redsau.com. That's how you support the podcast. Buy yourself an I Love Nigerian Music t-shirt or an I Love African Music t-shirt. And yeah, that's how we're going to keep these episodes coming and coming consistently with great quality. redsau.com. I know the wider dancehall sound has changed over the last however many years. It really has changed, almost like the trap dancehall sound is now the thing. But what Patoranking did on the song Na Na Na, yeah, for dancehall fans like myself who were built on the old school kind of sound, man, this is the song you want to hear. Like, you listen to it and you're like, yeah. In many ways, like what Yemi Alade did with Spice, like really taking it back. This is what Na 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 is. It does take you back to those, like, back in those days when rhythms were still like rhythms, bro. One song I was looking forward to hearing was Amazing Grace with Beanie Man, because I wondered how the two would come together and create a song. And it's like, well, maybe the highlight. I don't know if it is a highlight, but something that stood out for me on this album, on this song, Amazing Grace, sorry, is Beanie Man riding in Afrobeats tune. And he does find his flow, but his energy felt higher than the energy of the beat. And that's a weird thing to say, I know, because you always like energy on it. But he brought an energy, he brought this authenticity. And I don't know if it particularly fits on this song or he should have really, Pato Ranking should have maybe made an effort to try and have a more dancehall type song and add that feel to the to this album, World Best. I don't know if that's even a critique, it's just something that I noticed. I still liked the song, regardless. I also thought that Pato Ranking did brilliantly to end the album with the song Light Us Up, which is slow. It's the song that has, it makes you think when you think about the lyrics. When you're hearing it, you just simmer down and you listen to it. So I think that was a great way to really finish the album. Now, overall, I think there's some really good songs on this album. It was hard for me to really pick out if there's a standout tune, like proper. And that's not including, say, Abobi and Kolo Kolo, which have already been released. I think Kolo Kolo, the first time you hear it, it's you just feel like, yo, this song is going to be fire, right? And maybe the one song on this album that has that for me is Babylon with Vic Tony. I think it could become something. Hopefully we'll see the streams go up in the next few days as, you know, people get used to it. Outside of that one, I don't know. There's some good songs, but it depends on the receptiveness of the market and how these songs are going to be pushed, whether there's going to be a video or whatever else is going to accompany them. So that'll be interesting to see. So how do I rate World Best by Pato Ranking? For me, this album is a 7 out of 10. There's some high points, a few low points, but it's still a generally good album. Pato Ranking doesn't disappoint. He comes through with a different style here and there. Different styles of music, actually, which, you know, to me, I really respect what he does there, because it's not easy to do drill, then, you know, I'm a piano, then R&B, then there's like the Jamaican dancehall, then there's a bit of Ghanaian hip life, then, you know, there's galala, sukus, whatever, you know, trying to just do different things and put them together into a sound, but still maintain that Afro dancehall tag. That's unique, man. Only Pato Ranking can do it that way. So I really respect him for that, and I think it's a great way of representing himself. Yeah, so 7 out of 10, that's how I rate this one. We'll see how it goes. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.